Doswick's Drifting Dreams. In this one, we dilly-dally with demon dicks and we fuck with fiends. It was fields of grey nothing for an eternity. Crumbling hallways full of dusty death. And that's where I found myself. Till a deal with a merchant brought me back. I set me packing right out of the afterlife and on some sort of quest bollocks. What a big dead bastard promised it'd be for you, my loves. For you. So, after meeting me fellow misfits, the first thing we did was start sorting us out a bar. Not a bad way to start, I suppose. And also some sort of cockery involving nuns and whatnot. Not too clear in the details. A lot of ins and all outs involving lawyers and some other buggers. All I know is brewing and killing. A goat guy and our girl, they mostly handles all that jabbering part. A rubber band man, he gots the ideas and the visions, even if he's apparently just a bunch of fungus growing out of a tortoise carcass. He has voices too, though, so ain't all that bad, really. Elf lady, she sort of comes and goes. Gets all hopped up on coffee and biscuits. Sometimes she's sleeping. Sometimes she's shooting prats up with arrows. Other times, ain't no one knows where she goes. She dresses real posh, though, so, you know, I think you'd like her, love. The lads definitely would be all over the stargazing furball. She got all sorts of tricks and transformations and what have ya. Anyways, after sorting out some shit with his cheeky little imp fucker, Toby, he says we actually gotta go sort it out with his boss. That typical bullshit. So we snuck down a little den and I found him playing some cocked up version of Rum Jimmy for bones or whatever the fucking money is. Anyways, we carved a bunch of them c**ts up before heading further down the filthy little hole. Whereupon, we finds awaiting us some kind of asshole demon door with a cock and lock in it. Some of the crew can read them demon glowing letters. And after that, they said it said to do a bunch of bleeding magical shit to it. In whatever order it wanted. So that worked and it busted that fucker open. Of course, there's also some kind of demon boulder bullshit trap, which is sort of there, I guess. So after that, we find a wanker who actually owns our barland. Grubby Governor Goosenstein something or other. And he's about to be fried. Now, I didn't pay much attention to his honking. That sounded like some whiny capitalist shite to me. And like I always says, the capitalist is for c**ts. So Governor Goose here, he's being held by this big swinging dick demon bastard. He's running his gob at us like he owns a place. Which technically he did. What he also did was look like a snake fucked a wolf off the ass and came out his mouth. Or maybe the old way around. Either ways, he got to go. So we went to work teaching him how to jog on proper-like. I blinded him by the light, quick-like. Smote him up like a demon douche in the night. A goat guy, he was doing his usual hiding and shoving fiend fucks around with his goat blasts and whatnot. And the whole bloody time, a goat guy's bird was shitting up an imaginary storm in their blood baths. Did give us an idea for a drink at the bar, though, so chalk that one up as a win. A stargazing furball, she pulls a lion out of wherever she pulls it out of. And sicked him on them demons. And poor bugger didn't last long, but bought us some time. Furball's a bit of a healer herself too, that one, even if her head's usually in the clouds. Meanwhile, our girl, she's sneaking everywhere and weaving and flanking them demons, fucking stabbing them left and right. Rubber band man, he's doing his timey-wimey thing, winding them back and forwards in time and whatever. Also, he's burning them with sunlight, so I guess demons and whatnot are maybe like vampires? Merchant never mentioned vampires, so I ain't gonna worry about it till they show up. Which, thinking about it, ain't too unlikely here in Southern Theris. So the wolf snake goes down, and then get this right. His half-lady, half-serpent, six-sword-swinging witch thinks she's got the bollocks to take us on. Even though we literally ground a demon boss into dust before our very demon eyes. So now's we got to figure out what the fucking hell we're gonna do next. We got a few leads, couple clues, and we're fucking fired up. Anyways, been babbling at you too long, and you always knew when to stop me, love. So who knows where this'll lead, as long as it leads back to you and the lads. This one, as always, is for yous and for Dunwick. Cheers.